This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take the children and yourself and hide out in the...
Over 20 years ago, Alex Jones created the media platform called InfoWars, and in the decades since, it's grown into a truly remarkable institution with over 200 radio affiliates, tens of millions of unique website visitors monthly, and a 24/7 live news TV channel broadcasting from state-of-the-art studios in Austin, Texas. InfoWars has become the most trusted independent news source in the country, dedicated to delivering breaking news, live coverage of special events, and exclusive reports you won't find anywhere.
But then the record skips, you hear the car crash sound, and all of it's gone. 5 billion views, all of it destroyed. Because they don't want people to go back and see how right we've been. They're desperate. But I am, unfortunately, having to prepare legal action to defend the First Amendment, and I've got letters going out to Google right now because they worked with a cartel to ban us. They made a big mistake. They're in antitrust violation right now, caught dead to rights. Going back to Roger Stone. Roger, let's play some of this CBS piece. Again, I could go over this for an hour. I could teach a college course on this. But just like Megyn Kelly edited tape of me talking about Hillary having people killed in Iraq, then they edited it to say kids in a pizza place on Fox News before she left. You can hear the women saying, no, he didn't say the N-word. And this is the famous debate when they were saying there was a rumored N-word on the grab her by the you-know-what tape. So they're then wargaming that, and Amorosa, day one, is like jumping in on the phone trying to say it's a lie when she's acting like she's Trump's friend before she even gets hired once he gets elected. This whole thing, like you said, she's been brought in by one of these top Democrats. I mean, my God, I wish Trump would have listened to you, because I know before he even hired her at the White House, you told him don't do it.
That is correct. I think she's been a quisling from the beginning. It's all about her, the aggrandizement of her, the accumulation of power by her. She's never shared the president's agenda. What she did in Haiti is disgraceful. During the campaign, the president pledged to be a friend to the Haitian people. The Bushes and the Clintons ripped off millions of dollars of the Haitian earthquake money, as we now know. Amorosa essentially helped perpetuate that. So she did no favors for this country or this administration. And frankly, I was delighted to see General Kelly tan her. It was about time.
Let's go ahead and roll the heavily edited tape. And even the edited tape, you can hear them stretching. Here it is.
She describes an October 2016 phone conversation with Lynn Patton, then assistant to Eric Trump, spokesperson Katrina Pearson, and campaign communications director Jason Miller, in which they discuss how to deal with the potential fallout from its release.
I'm trying to find out at least what context she was using to help us maybe try to figure out a way to spin it.
Patton then described a conversation she had with then-candidate Trump about making the slur.
I said, well, sir, can you think of any time that this might have happened? And he said, no.
Well, that's not true.
He goes, how do you think I should handle it? And I told him exactly what you just said, Omarosa, which is, well, it depends on what scenario you're talking about. And he said, well, why don't you just go ahead and put it to bed?
Pearson denied the call ever took place during an interview on Fox News Monday night.
Katrina cursed and said, he said it. Did that happen?
No, Ed. That did not happen. It sounds like she's writing a script for a movie. The White House and Trump campaign have not provided a response to this new development, and neither have Pearson or Patton, who...
All right, stay right there. We're going to come back to 5 more minutes with Roger Stone, and Joel Skousen joins us on the big geopolitical front. What could the big surprise coming up the midterms be? But you hear that hammered, edited tape. You hear the woman say, no, he didn't say it. somebody jumps in and says he does, and it's October 2016. They admit they're discussing what could be on the NBC grab him by the you-know-what day. And it was all rumored at the time that was in there, so they're wargaming all angles and arguing about this, hysterical, clucking around, and that becomes the proof of this. Unbelievable. We'll put bookends on this straight ahead with Roger Stone then. Joel Skousen, stay with us. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Your host, and let me tell you, people ask me, how are you doing being demonized in thousands of articles, every news channel being lied about? Well, this is a war to take back the country, and this is what I expected would happen to the people at the turning point, but I didn't know I'd be right at the tip of the spear here. So we're going to be wargaming all this, geopolitical and more, with Joel Skousen, World Affairs Brief, coming up here in about 5 minutes, but I wanted to finish up with Roger Stone, former head of the campaign. You're going to be coming to Austin tomorrow, and we're going to spend a few days, and I know you have not wanted to ever break any confidence with the president, who you've known for 40 plus years, and who you were, even the New York Times admitted 20 years ago, were his wingman for decades when he was not married. You guys would go out date ladies together, and I didn't just get a lot of this from you. I read about it in the New York Times back when they were more accurate years ago, because I was trying to figure out who Trump really was about 4 or 5 years ago when all this started, or 4 years ago, and how, you know, his lawyer was the head of the House Un-American, Senate Un-American Committee the fellow that led the fight against that famously, and who's now been proven completely correct. And of course, that's Joseph McCarthy and all the rest of it, really trying to find out who Trump really is, not who they say he is. And so I know you've got some bombshells that I think we're going to go ahead and have to figure out what we're going to release or what we're going to say and what we're going to do that will really devastate a lot of the things they're pushing and saying. But just in closing with Amarosa and where all this is going, so you agree this is their attempt with double the number of black Americans and Hispanics saying they're going to vote for Republicans in the midterm, turning around, really liking Trump, getting it's all a big lie. This is the counter. This is their play, amongst others, to try to make sure that the Republicans lose this critical midterm election.
There's no question. Look, the declarations by Kanye West have had a devastating effect on them. So this is, in the pop culture, this is an attempt to undo that. Record number of African-Americans now moving towards the Trump position, moving towards the Republican Party, which, of course, is logical because we are the party of emancipation. We are the party of civil rights. We are the party of Lincoln. And therefore, they're hysterical about it because a small shift in that vote can make the difference. Let's look at the 2016 elections. A shift of 10,000 votes in the city of Detroit gives Donald Trump Michigan. A shift of 10,000 votes in the city of Milwaukee gives Trump Wisconsin. A shift of 10,000 votes in the city of Philadelphia gives Trump Pennsylvania. Places where Mitt Romney and John McCain fell short. So they are petrified that Trump is changing the political zeitgeist. He's changing and forging a new coalition, hopefully a permanent coalition. So what do? We trot out Omarosa and her pack of lies and her pack of fabrications, where she consistently contradicts everything she said previously. This is so transparent, Alex, it's almost nauseating. I don't think the American people will buy it. I'll tell you why. Jobs in our inner cities, jobs in our black community, opportunities are far more important than anything Omarosa has to say.
And especially black Americans know they were totally abandoned by Obama. Their unemployment almost doubled under Obama. It was just hellish. He just thought he had them, so he threw them to the curb. Trump has really been focusing on this and really trying to get factories in, and folks know that, so it's very exciting. Let me just add this point. They're really trying to take us down. We've had NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and Europe Wars all targeted because they're not on the biggest servers. They're on huge ones. InfoWars is on really fancy high-tech systems with systems in front of it, you name it. But it's been going down since this weekend intermittently. Infowars.com is now down and under attack. And we've had people inside companies, you tell us, oh, your software, you can't use it now. And then we contact the head of the companies. I'm not going to say names. It's not Cloudflare that's doing this. And they say, no, that's a mutiny inside our operation. They say, well, basically someone did that who's unauthorized. So, and I want to be clear, it's not Cloudflare. It's a software company, one of the top ones everybody knows the name of, that had that happen over the weekend. And they didn't ask me not to say their name. I'm just trying to you know, have some privacy here. But they're not trying to take us off our payment systems. They've actually taken one down and one shopping cart down. They are taking our comment section away. We had to put a new one in that isn't as popular yet. Discuss Us got rid of us. MailChimp, so we couldn't send emails to you. Now we're on a new system. They're attacking that. It is total. They've got three New York Times reporters down here basically full-time following me around and others, Washington Post writers, BuzzFeed people. I mean, I'm following around everywhere. This is a total war. The Chi-Coms are involved in all of it. It is insane. So we'll keep watching Infowars.com. But if it's down and if that persists, it was down about an hour this weekend. I didn't make a big deal about it. Gateway Pundit did, and we appreciate that. But it is going on. This is malicious. You have NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, but this is our total deplatforming. This is China involved. The Washington Times is reporting with one of the national security consultants to Fox News contributors saying that they concur that the Chinese are involved with Tim Cook, who's officially moved there, and that they're making their move right now in Hollywood, everywhere. So we'll be discussing that with Joel Skousen of WorldAffairsBrief.com, editor-in-chief there in just a moment. You're going to be here in studio. People need to support you. Get your book at InfoWarsStore.com. That's still up. As we speak, get your new book, Stone's Rules. Also, your legal defense fund. Tell folks about that.
Absolutely, Alex. As I think anybody who's watching TV, CNN, or Fox knows, Robert Mueller has me in his sights. Not that I've committed any crime. My crime is supporting Donald Trump for president and being effective about it. But my legal bills are through the sky. They threaten to destroy me. So folks can go to StoneDefenseFund.com. StoneDefenseFund.com. Like InfoWars and my family members there, we are under siege. And we need help as never before. So if you go to StoneDefenseFund.com, anything you can send would be a godsend.
All right. So we thank all the listeners and viewers. And again, if you're a TV viewer, look at this. Thank you, Roger. You'll be in studio tomorrow.
Yes, indeed. For doing.
Pardon me, sir? All right. I think your audio is going up and down. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon. Senate Democrats are circulating plans for government takeover of the Internet. This is just from last week, Reason Magazine. Then look, boom, InfoWars is down. This is concerted. Turns out Senator Warner is running it all. Senator Mark Warner proposes the end of free speech to bring an EU-style social score with the Chinese and fine you if the bureaucrats say you're fake news. We were taking off Vimeo video platform. They said because we claimed that Muslim training camps had been busted that were reportedly and allegedly in the indictments, saying that they were planning to carry out school shootings. They found a dead body of a child who'd been reported missing from another state, reportedly killed in a ritual, and they let him go on $20,000 bond. That's $2,000. And the judge says she's going to waive that even because they said it's racist because they're black and that if they were Christians in a compound like that, they would never have had their children taken. They got emergency calls, people starving to death, and on the compound. It has tunnels. It looks like hell on earth. They were out there, reportedly, people that called it in said this was going on. But the point is, if they found a dead body in my nice five-bedroom house of a dead kid, I guarantee you that I'd still be in jail a week later, ladies and gentlemen. If Alex Jones was found with a dead kid that was found missing months ago from another state who reportedly died in a ritual, do you think I'd be out of jail right now? No. Firebombings all over Sweden. Firebombings in France. They're not even hardly reporting it. Another Westminster truck attack. Four injured. All of this going on. Building to the chaos to remove Trump. Building with the Antifa attacking people and running around saying they're going to kill Trump outside the White House and NBC and CNN covering it up. We'll talk all about it with Joel Skousen of WorldAffairsBrief.com on the other side. And remember, no matter what they do to InfoWars, there's still Daily Caller, and there's still Drudge Report, and there's still WorldAffairsBrief.com, and there's still, you know, all the other great people and organizations out there that let the truth get out, like George Norrie and others. But I'm telling you, we have been chosen for destruction, and then you are next, because they've tracked back to us the catalyst with all these guests and everybody that's InfoWars, you the audience. I'm just one part of it, literally, sometimes the problem in it. But that's the way God works, and we are changing the world, and populism and nationalism is exploding. But the Chi-Coms are breathing down my neck. They are breathing down my neck, and InfoWars is down as we speak. NewsWars.com is still up.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies.
Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Joel Skousen and his family, and patriots in the FBI, like his uncle Cleon Skousen, were the first to expose how big, rich robber barons were funding communism, helping put communist China in place, all of it. It was John Birch who got tortured to death at the end of World War II, and then when Mao was taking power in the late 40s, because he knew that our government was aiding it. And so it's folks like Joel Skousen, best-selling author, former Marine Corps naval aviator in the Vietnam era, patriot, editor-in-chief of worldaffairsbrief.com, can really speak to this. But the Washington Times has a big article. And by the way, I've been told, leave the Islamists alone, leave China alone, you're going to be taking all these platforms. And Tim Cook's officially moved to China. Google has been caught building secret censorship systems that they're already testing here. It's here. And here's the article. Alex Jones is right. China is the threat, and it may be too late. That's L. Todd Wood, and he's a national security advisor and expert and contributor to Fox News and a bunch of other groups. And he breaks it all down there as well. Must read. China literally owns most of Hollywood now. 2 years ago, 3 years ago, Michael Savage, they printed a couple, like 50,000 of his book, he said, and then they wouldn't put it in stores because the Chinese said no. So this is the big enchilada. And I'm not saying China totally runs the U.S., but the globalists have been merging with it and still planning to fight with it. I agree with what Skousen says, but it seems to me, though, that the Chinese are going into overdrive right now. I'm going to get his expert take on this and what he thinks about Infowars.com being down right now and the total deplatforming we're facing. What does that signify? Because they're already going after everybody else right now ahead of the midterms. I think they wouldn't be doing something this illegal. We've talked to top lawyers and draconian if they weren't planning to go for broke. Joel Skousen, thanks for joining us.
The issue is conspiracy, Alex. You mentioned there are other people. InfoWars goes down. There's Breitbart. There's Dragnet. But they don't cover conspiracy in the degree and with argumentation and evidence that you do. Now, I do. I've got a much smaller audience than I do. But you are the kingpin of the conspiracy movement, like it or not. And that's why you're the target, Alex. And if they are successful in taking that, which I don't think they will be, this has got to be, very disconcerting. It's got to be a problem, financially as they continue to harass you with these lawsuits. I can tell you that people on the outside say, hey, something's wrong with this picture. There is a vendetta against this guy, and I better find out what's going on here. And so I think people are showing interest in finding out a little bit about you, and they find out, that you have made corrections to the things which they always promote in a false way that you've said about Sandy Hook or other things or the Pizzagate thing. They never talk about your corrections. They never talk about your improved position on these things. So this is a very strange piece of bias. It's not going to end. This is a powerful system. One of my major complaints is the conservative movement keeps saying, and a lot of this is due to Fox News, who talks about the deep state, but in their opinion, the deep state is simply Obama administration Democrat holdovers in the bureaucracies which are out to get Trump. That's not the deep state at all. The deep state is a long, centuries-old conspiracy of power, which is satanic base, revelatory base. That's why it keeps going generation after generation. It isn't one person that runs it. When Brzezinski dies, there's Kissinger, and when Kissinger dies, there's going to be somebody else.
It's a spirit. It's empowered by a spirit of wanting to hurt people. And as you've said this for years, you're absolutely right. Look at how the Koch brothers are now against Trump. And again, Trump's not perfect, but why do they hate him so much?
Well, it's hard to say. You know, I was very cautiously optimistic when Trump was elected because of his powerful campaign positions. I thought, boy, if even half of those come true, it's going to be a real win for us. And unfortunately, less than 10% have come true. And the major compromises that he made, especially in foreign policy, has been a real disaster. The attacks on Syria, the coming attack on Iran, which he's fully behind, the complete compromising of the North Korean vow to take care of this militarily or diplomatically. That's just a major compromise. So I'm really worried about Donald Trump, his ability to follow through on things.
Certainly that's the case, but then why is he so embattled? Why are they so frothing and demonically energized to take him out?
Because it has slowed down their agenda. You know, Donald Trump, they convince him of one thing, and the next day he turns around, and they have to reconvince him. In other words, they never get ahead with Donald Trump. It's the same thing. They can stop him from pursuing his agenda in favor of liberty, and they do so, but he keeps coming back around and tries again, and they have to stop him again. I mean, this guy is not an insider. He is very much a flawed person. He's got good instincts, but his weaknesses and his lack of a background, his lack of understanding of the facts on how the deep state operates, who's in the deep state, what are the deep state operations like the supporting and the creation of ISIS and Al-Qaeda. He knows nothing about those. So when they give him these false excuses explaining away his instincts, he doesn't have the wherewithal to counter those very sophisticated arguments.
Let me ask you this. I don't mean to distract off into Trump. With the, and I know InfoWars is important, but they're using the crackdown on me as a precedent. They're cracking down on so many people now ahead of the midterms. What is Congress going to do about this when you have top Democrats, Murphy and others, saying we're going to end the First Amendment in official announcements? I mean, this is just crazy, these statements. Senate Democrats circulating plans for government takeover of the Internet. Senator Mark Warner proposes end of free speech. I mean, they're really doing this.
Well, they are, and that's why it's important to really address the arguments that they're using. And I do so in this week's World Affairs Brief, which people can get a free copy of by simply emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. My top story this week is about the vendetta against Alex Jones and why it's unjust. First of all, they're basing this on hate speech. Hate speech can never be a legal basis for anything because it's undefinable. Now, you can get to a definable level when you talk about incitement to violence, and we do that in our courts of law. You can't sit there and rally people to kill someone and get away with it.
Like the Democrats do everywhere.
Well, that's right. And they even talk about killing Trump. But the point is, the normal person can't get away with that incitement of violence. But you can't take hate speech is nothing more than strong criticism of another person. Now, I know you have been critical of Muslims. I have been critical of Muslims. You've been critical of, I have been, about blacks in the work ethic or the unwed mother problem within that category.
But we're doing that trying to help people, not because we hate them.
Well, that's right. And we're also doing it to be able to stop or counter the left or the mainstream media attempt to cover up the problems within the community. I mean, I heard in Fox News talking about the problem with black unemployment, as if this is something that's systemic to the capitalist system. But when you look at the problems within the black homes within the nation and the lack of work ethic and things, and the unwed mother problem and the gang and the other things that hits the Latinos well, that's the basis.
Which is a product of the Great Society, which was a plan. We'll be back with Joel Skousen about what could the big events be ahead of the midterms? What does he expect into the future? InfoWars, by the way, is down.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul, because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% set of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Okay. can study military history, you can study tactics, they have different names for it. But take the invasion of Panama right after George Herbert Walker Bush got into office. And I'm not saying the Panamanian dictator was a good guy, but he wasn't paying his drug money into the CIA anymore. That's all come out in court. Now, for 6 months before they invaded, they dropped flashbangs, they shot blanks off, helicopters did landings, until when they finally hit, people just thought, oh, it's just more of the attack. That's a tactic where you build up the attack until finally the real attack comes and you don't stand up against it. There's different names for that. They're trying to take our credit card processors. They just took one. They just took down one of our shopping carts. They took us off Credio after taking us off Adroll that advertises with Google, where we just sold water filters and air filters and supplements outside to fund this place. That was $4 million gross, like $2.5 million money. It takes a lot of money to run this. That was like all our extra money. I had to really work hard to get that back to even keep going. They just blew away Credio. It was at $3 million already this year. It was doing better than the last thing. Gone. Blown away. They sought us out. They said, our general counsel says we can't work with you for hate. As Joel Skousen just said, that's a Soviet globalist leftist think tank university term where they just say, oh, it's hate. We just say that's hate. They banned us off Vimeo for saying that an Islamic training camp got busted that reportedly, allegedly, was planning mass shootings at schools. That was mainstream news. They said, you're gone for that. They arrest you in Europe if you talk about Islamic terror. So it's here, folks, and it's all being segued over, and now U.S. senators, Democrats, are saying, we're going to follow EU rules and Chinese systems, and the Chinese dictator's been the Wall Street Journal praising America going after fake news. So we're here. So this is the big attack. InfoWars, we've confirmed, has been artificially hit. It is down right now, even though we had systems in front of it that couldn't even do it. It has to be internal. And this is what they said 4 months ago in Bloomberg, after I was already told this. People internally at YouTube put fake strikes on us and took us down. They reversed it. But they're so sick of rebellions inside Google and Apple. Google this year refused, their people walked off a U.S. engineering project refusing to work for the Pentagon. That's how activists they are. Google's taken Christmas off their calendars along with Apple. So you have to understand, they're not even so much Chinese operatives as they just hate the country. So we'll get Joel Skousen's take on that. But right now, InfoWars.com has been taken down. Oh, it's just a private company. They can take you down. No, this is just so they are exponentially, I believe, beta testing ahead of a big event, civil unrest, assassination of Trump. Who knows what the false flag is, or group of false flags. Attacks on the media, attacks on Apple, Google saying we sponsored it or something. I mean, I see that in the crystal ball, the kind of thing they would do politically. And then they don't want us there to counter it when they make that move. So they were hitting us thousands of articles a day until we were number one on the app, number one on everything. It panicked them. They kind of went quiet in the last few days. And then now, behind the scenes, they're going after stuff that's clearly tortious interference. So Joel, I got you on about China and, you know, about the midterms and what you think they may pull, but I'm just kind of on us right now because I never really make a big deal about it now. We're under attack, and I've almost gotten kind of calm to it now. Like, oh, somebody's following me again. Oh, the New York Times is following me. Oh, I'm being harassed. Oh, you know, they're threatening me again. And I'm kind of getting into this punch-drunk situation. I mean, I know you're a veteran who dealt with stuff a lot more stressful, you know, than what I'm dealing with, landing on aircraft carriers and rough seas. But isn't there almost a problem where it's not like you have courage? It's that you've been doing it so long, you're not even worried anymore, and you lose that frostiness. I mean, you get what I'm trying to get at here?
Well, yes. The big danger, Alex, is that in the tension of the moment, you're under attack, there's no question about it on all sides, the best strategy that you can react to is to come through with more calmness than you've ever had before, so that when people come to you, when a lot of people come in to see what's this Alex Jones all about, you know, they show the wild man video clips on CNN, but when people come to your show, If you'll show increased calmness, they'll say, oh, okay, this is a false attack. There's nothing about Alex Jones that I find objectionable. And I realize it's hard during the heat of the attack to be calm, but that's what I recommend in terms of a strategy. It could do more good than almost any other thing other than fighting back.
No, I totally agree. And the Lord works in mysterious ways, so my clowning sometimes out of context brought part of the audience and broke through, but I think it's time to fully be serious and not joke around anymore. I think that's good advice. Describe your calmness when the jet aircraft or the private plane you were flying failed and you survived that miracle crash landing.
Well, yeah, when my engine, didn't respond to the throttle, I'll tell you, the adrenaline starts going and you realize, all right, we got a problem because that back of that carrier deck is coming up in your face. And, I was really shocked, Alex, because it wasn't so much the technique of what to do with the airplane. I could always pull the handle and eject at some point. But my major concern on the aircraft carrier was, where do I put this thing? There are people on the deck that are scrambling, and I'm going to, hit somebody. Now, when my personal airplane crashed, of course, I thought that I had made the landing. I was avoiding the populated area. I was heading for a field. There just happened to be a fence post there that caught my landing gear and made the aircraft tumble. And, it was a severe crash. It broke my 2,000-pound test seatbelt, and I didn't go anywhere. You think about that. How do you break your seatbelt and not go flying out? So I think there was a little bit of miraculous help there. But, you train so that you are calm, relatively calm in the situation. You know your procedures. You watch your airspeed. You make sure you don't stall and spin. That's how most people die in an airplane crash. They keep trying to extend the glide until they stall and spin and they fall out of the air and kill themselves. If you come in under control, still flying, unless you're heading for a pack of trees, you're going to generally survive. You may have some injuries, but you're going to survive.
Well, they said that was amazing that you lived through that, though. Like you said, that powerful seatbelt broke, but you had a little scratch on your head and, walked off from it.
Yeah, the whole airplane cracked open. I was sitting on the wing. I just stepped off onto the grass, and I was fine. It was truly miraculous.
And what did you just zen out at that moment? I mean, go back to describing it. Just suddenly there was no power, and what happened?
Well, it turned out that the fuel line had become clogged. There was no way that I could get any power from the airplane. And I was only a quarter mile from the runway, and I realized I was not going to be able to glide to the runway. And so I had to turn onto the non-populated area to avoid crashing into buildings. This was very near a very populated area. So,
well, Nigel Farage, even the French police and others confirmed they were sabotaging his cars, cutting brake lines, unbolting the bolts on it. It happened at least three times. He didn't want to get into it, but I've talked to people that know him well, and they said that they think there was some sabotage with the aircraft that they ended up later from the injury killing the pilot. Took him a few years to die. Farage walked off, his face all smashed. But do you ever wonder if somebody put something in your fuel?
Well, we were able to pull the fuel filter apart afterwards and found fiberglass particles in it, which in an experimental aircraft, when they build a tank out of fiberglass, some of that fiberglass over time is going to slough off, and that did apparently. There's no way that that would be an appropriate way to sabotage because it's a natural occurring thing that actually pertained to the airplane. So I think it was a fault of whoever built the airplane.
I agree. So they should go to metal aluminum gas tanks, right?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, there's something to be said for composite construction. You just have to flush the things out really good to make sure that all that excess fiberglass gets out before you start flying it.
What are you flying now?
Well, I'm flying a certified aircraft, a Mooney, turbocharged Mooney aircraft, and they're not without their problems, too. But so you really have to be careful. I do a very thorough check of the airplane. Yeah,
but that's my dad's favorite small plane. He's a pilot, is the Mooney.
Yeah, it's a very, very good cross-country airplane. But, getting back to the world situation,
Alex. We'll come back to the world situation. We'll do it right now. Do 5 minutes the next hour at Joel Skiles and worldaffairsbrief.com. Go there and subscribe to it. Send him an email. Send you a free copy. It's really a powerful information. We'll look at the midterms, China, big issues. InfoWars is down. I mean, this is happening, ladies and gentlemen, and it's artificial. We've confirmed that. They are trying to shut us down ahead of something big. NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Spread those links. Don't let them win.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, so Infowars.com has been attacked. It's been turned off, it looks like. There's DDoS attacks going on, but we have stuff that blocks that. It's some type of internal sabotage somewhere, not here, but within the different systems out there. And that's this new trend of the people in the technology companies are mainly leftists now, and they just, like Reality Winner, they just do whatever they want. Joel Skousen, editor-in-chief at WorldAffairsBrief.com, is our guest. Talk about bizarre breaking news. They spent 10-plus days in the prosecution against Manafort. The defense spent less than 1 day today this is just insane, and we've got all this other stuff happening. Joel, just quantifying all of this, you're a smart guy. Where do you think we are currently ahead of the midterms? The big ramp up of calls for violence, craziest by the left, at a gut level, a geopolitical level, what do you expect to happen?
Frankly, Alex, almost nothing before the midterms. The Democrats have a real problem. If they unleash Antifa in a series of riots and really social unrest, as people have been predicting, it's going to accrue to the Republicans' favor. You know, there is this radical portion of the Democrats. The Democrats in the middle really are at a loss because, you know, Hillary Clinton is the one they're secretly planning on trying to run again. If the radical left portion of the Democrats ruin that for her, it could be a real problem. I do think before the next election for Donald Trump directly, there's going to be a, they'll pull the plug a little bit on the stock market. So you get a 20 or 30% reduction. It'll cause pension companies to go out of business. Donald Trump will get the blame for that. They're going to try to deny him the success of the economy issue in this next election. But in the midterms, almost nothing that they can do is going to favor the Democrats. It's a good, any crisis at all is going to make it, it's going to be easily blamed on the Democrats. I think this campaign, frankly, against you, Alex, is backfiring on them. I think people can see the unjust. They can see it's one-sided. Even people on the left are coming to your defense on the issue of free speech. And so,
no, I agree, but here's the problem. Instead of just deplatforming off all the big places where I can reach people, which is what they wanted, now they're going after the payment processors or shutting the website down. And I agree, it's crazy and not, well, then why are they doing it? Because they're only moving forward.
Well, you know, these are control freaks, a lot of people, and some of these people only know how to attack in a frontal way and until it backfires on them. Now, to be frank, they've tried more subtle ways before, you know, as they started to censor YouTube, they started to cut your advertisers on YouTube, but that didn't work. And so they're having to take strong action now. You know, this whole issue about we're a private company, so we can do anything. You know, that's a hypocritical legal position. How many times has the left told us after civil rights legislation that if you are a company open to the public, you can no longer discriminate? You are not private anymore. You are a public company. And yet they're hiding behind the privacy issue or the private company issue. And that's why they're not saying we're discriminating against Alex Jones. We're discriminating against conservatives. They're calling it racist. They're calling it hatred. And these things are untrue. They're unprovable legally. And that's why we have to fight against those. I think that if Trump, as a president, were on the ball, he would go to his FCC and other people and say, all right, we need a rule that basically prohibits people from using, you know, non-judicial legal terms like hate speech in order to ban things. We've got to protect free speech by making sure they cannot use these. I am most disappointed by what Trump and his Justice Department under Jeff Sessions has not done to protect us, has not done to uncover and root out the deep state. I think they probably got something on Jeff Sessions, and that's why he's acting as a feckless attorney general who simply is not going to bat for Donald Trump or liberty or anything else.
My horse, my kingdom for a horse. We got one tweet out that InfoWars is down, but it had a link in it. Go to InfoWars.com. No. Go to NewsWars.com. Go to PrisonPlanet.com. You can't go to InfoWars.com. I'm going to have to go off air and just deal with this, actually. Because it's a big deal, but there's this psychology that we're not a big deal, which is fine. But, you know, it's just that the boldness and the craziness and the things they're doing, it is true. We're exposing their agenda. And I know you say there's three major power predatory centers, and I agree. There's groups competing. But more and more, our elite have sold out to China. They base things in China. China's double-crossing the globalists more and more. But the word is, what we see is my criticism of Apple and Google moving to China, helping them censor, is that China's really exerting through Hollywood and everything its powers. I see the Pentagon and others pushing back against that, but it looks to me like right now that with everything China's been given, the rare earth minerals, the Panama Canal, shooting at U.S. ships this week. It just seems like China is the big issue, and I certainly know that that's one reason they're mad at me, Joel Skousen, is that I keep pointing out Russia. I'm not saying Russia's our buddy or anything, but China, it is really what, in my own life, I've experienced that is in my business.
Well, China is the biggest threat to world peace ever, and will continue to be so. As I've said before, I think Russia is a predator state, and they're intending to join with China in attacking the Western. I think Russia's going down in the next war, and China's going to be the new enemy completely. But you've got to remember there's a difference between assisting in building an enemy and actually getting in bed with them or letting China control. A lot of people have falsely hypothesized that, for example, Israel and Mossad controls the New World Order, and I don't think so. I think they're part of the New World Order, but they're not the controllers. The New World Order, the globalists, are bigger than Israel. But the New World Order has been continually building and protecting China. This is part of the strategy of building an enemy to facilitate a future war, which will allow a sufficient amount of destruction of our military forces for the U.S. government to talk us into joining a militarized global government. That's where we're headed. Now, that's why, I mean, for example, if they really wanted to stop China and its influence in the United States, they'd pass a simple law. You have to be an American city to own property or invest in a company in the United States of America. You have to be a citizen. That would prohibit all of this Chinese influence. But they want the influence not because the Chinese control the globalists. They are two separate powers, but they're continuing to build the best enemy that money can buy. And China is a real growing threat militarily. I'm doing an article for next week's World Affairs Briefs on the China finally reaching an international naval status. And Russian and Chinese ships are plying the Atlantic. They used to stay clear of the Atlantic. They had only enough ships to handle the Pacific, and now they're in the Atlantic. Russian submarines are spending an inordinate amount of time tracking over U.S. internet cables that attach the United States to Europe and Asia. And I know they're tracking those because they plan on interdicting those cables. You're going to lose the internet someday during when this war comes.
I think they're trying to take us down to set the precedent to take others down. And also the EU is fining Google and others for not being under their hate speech laws. And as you said, that's all just made up communist garbage. America and the Congress, everybody has to stand up to this. And Trump's biggest failing right now, I think, is not doing something about this and not taking action.
That's right, Alex. Where is the leadership in Congress, in the presidency, in the Department of Justice? I mean, there's very clear ways that you can attack these problems. You can defend free speech. You can make sure that these companies are declared public companies. And I'm not against private property in this regard. I'm just quoting the left, who says once you're in the public domain and you're open to the public, you cannot discriminate. And I think we need an anti-discrimination law in terms of political free speech, that you cannot discriminate unless it reaches the level of incitement to violence, and that can be very specifically defined in law. A quick law on that would stop Google. It would stop any of these companies from banning you immediately over this, and you could take them to court based upon the law. But there is no one in our movement, there's no one in Congress, no one in the presidency, who is even hypothesizing about it. We're simply reacting to the left's use of their tyrannical powers with the media and the courts to do this. And the courts would be in a tough situation if we had such a law that protected directly free speech against these terms like hate speech.
Well, most of the public's in a trance. They've literally been mesmerized by television and the culture. It's gotten really sick. We're going to do 5 more minutes with Joel Skousen. Please remember, just in the 30 seconds I have, that if you don't financially support us and if you don't buy the products, InfoWarsStore.com, they will win. Yes, we'll defeat the frivolous lawsuits. We'll defeat the hack attacks. We'll defeat all the takedowns. But they're trying to take our payments processing. They're trying to kill everything right now. So please rally behind us. We need a lot of funds to run this operation and continue our operations. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWars Live. WaterFilterLife.com. We've got water filtration, air filtration everybody needs. We've got non-GMO heirloom seeds. We've got great Patriot apparel to spread the word and meet like-minded people. We've got great supplements. They're all there. If you just shop with us and fund us, we will continue on because we're sponsored by you. If you don't, we are in big trouble. But they're betting that you don't care and you're an idiot. I know you're not. Please support us. We've got products you need. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And the mailing address is on the website, too. That may be all we have soon.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.